The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. The following events all occurred on the first day of the first week of November. All Hallows Day, also known as All Saints Day among Roman Catholics, commemorating those who have no special feast day. In 1700, Charles II of Spain died and was succeeded by Philip V, resulting in the War of the Spanish Succession. And in 1776, the mission at San Juan Capistrano was founded in California. Each year, the swallows of Capistrano leave their nest around St. John's Day, October the 23rd, and return the following year near St. Joseph's Day on March the 19th. It was November 1st, 1848, that the first medical school for women opened in Boston. The Boston Female Medical School was founded by Samuel Gregory with just 12 students. In 1874, the school merged with the Boston University School of Medicine, becoming one of the first co-ed medical schools in the country. It was this week in 1936 that the Rome-Berlin Axis was proclaimed by Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, following a visit to Berlin by Italian Foreign Secretary Ciano. Also in 1993, the new European Union came into existence on November 1st, as a result of the Maastricht Treaty. And in 1995, the first all-race local government election took place in South Africa, marking the end of the apartheid system. It was November the 2nd, 1721. Peter I was proclaimed Emperor of all Russia. Also on that date in 1930, Haile Selassie was crowned Emperor of Ethiopia. And in 1947, the first and only flight of Howard Hughes's Spruce Goose flying boat occurred in Long Beach Harbor, California. It flew about a mile at an altitude of about 70 feet. Costing $25 million, the 200-ton plywood 8-engine Hercules was the world's largest airplane designed, built, and flown by Hughes. It later became a tourist attraction alongside the Queen Mary ship at Long Beach and has since been moved to Oregon. It's the birthday of the American frontiersman Daniel Boone in 1734. He died in 1820 and was born in Berks County near Reading, Pennsylvania. It's also the birthday of James K. Polk in 1795. He died in 1849 and was the 11th U.S. president, born in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. He served from March 4, 1845 to March 3rd, 1849. He declined to be a candidate for a second term, saying he was exceedingly relieved at the completion of his presidency. Now it's time for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This event happened this week. This president was the target of an unsuccessful assassination attempt. Think about it for a couple of minutes, and I'll give you another clue. It was on November the 3rd, 1534. The King Henry VIII became head of the English Church following the passage of the Act of Supremacy by Parliament. Also on that date, in 1839, the first opium war between China and Britain began, after British frigates blew up several Chinese junks. And in 1903, Panama declared itself independent of Colombia following a revolt engineered by the United States. And it was on the 3rd of November, 1918, that part of the German fleet mutinied at Kiel in the closing days of World War I. In 1948, this week, Dewey defeats Truman banner headline appeared on the front page of the Chicago Tribune. Harry Truman actually defeated Republican candidate Thomas E. Dewey for the presidency. And in 1957, the Soviet Union launched the world's first inhabited space capsule, Sputnik 2, which carried a dog named Laika. And in 1983, this week, South Africans voted to allow Indians and coloreds limited power in the government, but continued to exclude blacks. It was November the 4th, 1922. That King Tut's tomb was discovered at Luxor, Egypt, by English archaeologist Howard Carter after several years of searching. The child king Tutankhamun became pharaoh at age 9 and died around 1352 BC at age 19. The tomb was found mostly intact, containing numerous priceless items now exhibited in Egypt's National Museum in Cairo. Was on that day in 1842 that Abraham Lincoln married Mary Todd in Springfield, Illinois. And also in 1862, Richard Gatling patented his first rapid-fire machine gun, which used revolving barrels rotating around a central mechanism to load, fire, and extract the cartridges. Was on the 4th of November, 1890, that the first electrified underground railway system was officially opened in London. And on the 4th of November, 1942, British troops defeated the Germans under General Rommel at El Alamein after a 12-day battle. It was the 4th of November, 1956, that Soviet troops moved in to crush an uprising in Hungary, and in 1979, about 500 young Iranian militants stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and took about 90 hostages, including 52 Americans they had held captive for 444 days. It was the 4th of November, 1995, that Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated as he left a peace rally in Tel Aviv. It's also the birthday of the American humorist Will Rogers in 1879. He died in 1935 and was born in Ulaga Indian Territory, now known as Oklahoma. He said, "All I know is what I read in the newspapers." And he was killed in an airplane crash with aviator Wiley Post near Point Barrow, Alaska. It's the birthday of journalist Walter Cronkite, who was born in St. Joseph, Missouri, on November 4th, 1916. He was a leading correspondent for the United Press International during World War II. From 1962 to 1981, he was the anchorman of the CBS Evening News and was widely regarded as America's most trusted journalist. November 5th is remembered as Guy Fawkes Day in England, the anniversary of the failed gunpowder plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament and King James I in 1605. Also on that date in 1733, the first issue of the New York Weekly Journal was published by John Peter Zenger, a colonial American printer and journalist. A year later, he was arrested on charges of libeling New York's royal governor. And also on the 5th of November, 1911, aviator C.P. Snow completed the first transcontinental flight across America, landing at Pasadena, California. He had taken off from Sheepshead Bay, New York, on September 17th and flew a distance of 3,417 miles. November 6, 1429, to be exact, was when Henry VI was crowned King of England at age 8. He had acceded to the throne at the age of 9 months following the death of Charles VI. And on that date in 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected the 16th U.S. President and the first Republican. He received 180 of 303 possible electoral votes and 40% of the popular vote. Here's another clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This president was the target of an unsuccessful assassination attempt. The attempt was made by two members of the Puerto Rican National Movement. Still a tad nonplussed? I'll give you the answer a little later. It was on November the 6th, 1962, that the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution condemning South Africa for its apartheid policies and recommended economic sanctions. It's also the birthday of the American conductor John Philip Sousa in 1854. He died in 1932 and was born in Washington, D.C. Best known for his rousing marches, including The Stars and Stripes Forever, Semper Fidelis, and El Capitan. It's the birthday of the inventor of the game of basketball, James Naismith, in 1861. He died in 1939 and was born in Almonte, Ontario, Canada. It was in 1659 this week that the Treaty of the Pyrenees was signed, ending the Franco-Spanish War of 1648 through 1659. And on November the 7th, 1811, General William H. Harrison led 1,000 Americans in battle, defeating the Shawnee Indians at the Battle of Tippecanoe Creek near Lafayette, Indiana. Also on that date in 1837, a pro-slavery mob attacked and killed American abolitionist Elijah Lovejoy at his printing works in Alton, Illinois. And it was in 1885. That Canada's first transcontinental railway, the Canadian Pacific, was completed in British Columbia. This week in 1917, Russian Bolsheviks overthrew the provisional government of Alexander Kerensky in Petrograd. The Council of People's Commissars was then established as the new government of Russia, with Nikolai Lenin as chairman, Leon Trotsky as foreign commissar, and Joseph Stalin as Commissar of Nationalities. This event was celebrated each year in the former USSR with parades, massive military displays, and public appearances by top Soviet officials. It was November 7th, 1944, that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected to an unprecedented third term, defeating Thomas E. Dewey. Roosevelt died less than a year later on April the 12th, 1945. And it was in 1962 this week that Richard Nixon told news reporters in Los Angeles, "Just think how much you're going to be missing. You won't have Nixon to kick around anymore. Because, gentlemen, this is my last press conference." Nixon's statement came the day after he lost the election for California governor to incumbent Edmund G. Brown. In 1968, Nixon re-entered politics and won the presidency, defeating Hubert H. Humphrey. He was re-elected in 1972. Then he resigned in 1974 during impeachment proceedings resulting from the Watergate scandal. It was November the 7th, 1989, that the East German government resigned after pro-democracy protest. And also on that date, L. Douglas Wilder became the first African-American governor in U.S. history, elected governor of Virginia. And in 1990, Mary Robinson became Ireland's first female president. It's the birthday of Polish chemist Marie Curie in 1867. She died in 1934, was born in Warsaw, Poland. In 1903, she and her husband received the Nobel Prize for Physics for their discovery of the element radium. And it's the birthday of the Christian evangelist Billy Graham, who was born near Charlotte, North Carolina, on November 7, 1918. After his conversion at a revival meeting at age 16, he embarked on a career of preaching and has become known worldwide. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This event happened this week. The president was the target of an unsuccessful assassination attempt. The attempt was made by two members of the Puerto Rican National Movement. Well, it was on November 1st, 1950, that President Harry S. Truman was the target of an unsuccessful assassination attempt by two members of a Puerto Rican nationalist movement. I'll leave you today with this old French proverb. If you believe that dreams can come true, be prepared for the occasional nightmare, too. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.